In the day's other news, the United States is sending another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, including rockets and anti-tank weapons. That makes some $9 billion in U.S. assistance to date. Meanwhile, Ukraine is warning that the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, now under Russian control, is in jeopardy. It has been shelled repeatedly in recent days, and there are fears of a radiation leak or worse.
This is the biggest power station in Europe, a nuclear power station in Europe. And if something happens, so there will be huge consequences, not only for Ukraine, probably all Ukraine will be contaminated.
Also today, Russia temporarily halted inspections of its nuclear arsenal under the START arms control treaty with the U.S. It blamed the American sanctions over Ukraine. A ceasefire held today between Israel and Islamic Jihad militants in Gaza after weekend fighting killed at least 44 Palestinians. Fuel and supply trucks entered Gaza as Israel reopened crossings that in turn allowed Gaza's sole power plant to resume operations. China has announced more military exercises around Taiwan, keeping tensions high in the region. It is retaliation for a Taiwan visit by Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. But in Delaware this morning, President Biden played down the chances of outright conflict.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything more.
Later, the president got a firsthand look at flood damage in eastern Kentucky, including a site where surging water smashed a school bus into a building. It was his first major trip after emerging from COVID isolation. Three white men who murdered Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia in 2020 were sentenced today for federal hate crimes. Father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, drew life in prison. William Roddy Bryan got 35 years. The judge also ruled that they must serve their time and their life sentences for state murder convictions in state prison. The McMichaels had argued that they would not be safe there. Investigators in New Mexico searched today for a vehicle that could be connected to the killings of four Muslim men. Police say this car, a dark gray or silver Volkswagen, may have been used in all four homicides. The victims were of South Asian descent. The latest was killed on Friday. Wall Street mostly marked time today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 29 points to close at 32,832. The Nasdaq fell 13 points. The S&P 500 lost 5. And two passings of note. Pulitzer Prize-winning author David McCullough died Sunday at the age of 89 in Massachusetts. We'll have a remembrance later in the program. And singer and actress Olivia Newton-John died this morning in Southern California. She had a series of hit songs in the 1970s and 80s, and she starred in the musical Grease. Olivia Newton-John was 73 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Amy Walter and Annie Linsky weigh in on how the Inflation Reduction Act could affect the midterm elections. Residents in the American Southwest struggle with the health effects of nuclear ore extraction. Kenyans prepare to head to the polls to select their next president after a divisive race, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.